You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Drive deep into suburban New Jersey, just off the Garden State Parkway, and you never know what you might discover. In the first of our summer series on finding fun in the water, New Jersey Public Radio's Nancy Solomon spent the day in a creek hunting for remnants of our prehistoric past.
We're going shark tooth hunting.
And are there going to be sharks roaming the waters attacking us?
No.
We're getting ready for our expedition, and Laszlo Rosenfeld, age 5, understands the sharks in question have been long gone from the middle of New Jersey.
A long time ago, there were sharks, and the teeth fell out, and now we can collect them.
Laszlo and his sister Sasha, age 9, are my fiancé's kids. Before leaving the house for a day out looking for fossilized shark teeth, we gather every manner of strainer we can find. A beach sifter, mesh bowls, even a pasta colander.
So that the sand and the water go through, but the teeth and the
stay in.
Okay, let's load all this stuff up in the car and go, okay?
Yeah, let's go.
We pile into the car. Becky Rosenfeld, her mom, Barbara, and the two kids, and drive to Homedale, New Jersey. It's about halfway between New York and Philadelphia, not far from the ocean, but definitely landlocked. It's a typical suburb, big houses, manicured lawns, and winding streets. Across from Village Elementary School, there's a spot for a couple of cars to park, where a unmarked trail heads into a patch of woods.
Here's a map.
Yeah. It says Ramanessin Brook, Greenway Nature Trail.
There's no mention of shark teeth, but we keep walking, and after not too long, the path leads to a creek.
Guys, we found it! Down here!
Ramanessin Brook is about 20 feet across, shallow and mostly shady. It's a blistering hot day, and we wade through knee-deep, cool water, scooping up sand and pebbles into our strainers. It's like panning for gold.
The hardest thing about this is you're so excited and you think you found one and then you realize it's not actually one you think, and then it just turns out to be a rock.
I found one!
Once we see what the teeth look like, it's much easier to spot them among the pebbles in the strainer.
Oh, I found one!
On one end it's pointy and you can see kind of like the gums where it fell out of the shark's mouth. Just about as small as my pinky fingernail. And it's like a bluish-greenish brown.
After a couple of hours, we have more than a dozen collected in a small sandwich bag left over from our picnic lunch. The idea that sharks once roamed this knee-deep stream in the middle of the suburbs gets us wondering.
My theory is that a long time ago, there were sharks, and this was an ocean. And I know that sharks' teeth fall out, and like a lot. Well, since the sharks don't really want them and they couldn't care, they didn't have hands, they just let them go.
What about the shark tooth fairy?
There is no shark tooth fairy.
But if there is, it's old. According to Ken Miller, a paleo-oceanographer at Rutgers University, the original owners of these teeth lived some 68 million years ago, about 2 million years before dinosaurs became extinct. New Jersey was covered by 200 feet of ocean water that stretched west to what is now Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Miller takes his geology students to visit and study the creeks of Monmouth County every year.
It tells many stories. So the extinction of the dinosaurs is told here in the sediments around Ramanessin Brook. So there's actually a lot in our backyard, which is a world-class fossil locality.
That's because the age of the Earth's layer that is exposed along these brooks in Homedale happens to represent a rich time for fossil formation, and it's in pristine condition. For those of us who just stumble into these adventures, it's a treat to spend a summer day in the water, with not a single other person in sight. For WNYC, and with reporting help from Laszlo and Sasha Rosenfeld, this is Nancy Solomon.
I found a little tiny fish that the sharks didn't get to eat.